How negative habits affects our relationships. 5 traits that mark a person have been identified and proven to be the basis of human behavior. Curiosity and creativity, productiveness and owning up, extroversion, compassion and respectfulness, and neuroticism. Human beings, at one time or the other, exhibit these traits in their relationship with others to some degree or other. Though the first 4 do not adversely affect personal relationships. Neuroticism, a tendency to be moody, hypertensive, feeling depressed and irritable, are emotional downbeats that could harm the self and others. Neuroticism stems from a negative disposition to live. Though at low levels it does not manifest adversely, at higher than socially acceptable levels the quality of life is lost. In children, it wreaks havoc in their social contacts and can be addressed with counseling and therapy. A negatively disposed adult rarely finds comfort in life, and it could be cause for introverted behavior and loss of self-respect. Positive relationships are built through a positive mental disposition, which can be cultivated through examples and social contacts. A negatively disposed parent can be a source of torment for children. Getting irritated for minor reasons can destroy the positive orientation of children. They too tend to be moody and irritable and violent, taking away the quality of their life. Negative parenting results in revolting behavior in children. It is only through positive parenting that parent-child relationship can be nurtured. Social contacts become better with a positive disposition, and others relish such behavior from their peers. Negativity breeds contempt and isolation. Society abhors such irritable behavior and relationships are lost. Social gossiping, speaking ill of others are all negative traits, are best avoided to retain a good social relationship. The workplace is another area where negativity proves detrimental. A negative and irritable person at a workplace becomes a nuisance and soon people avoid them. Negative disposition to work and its environment are detrimental to career advancement. Teams are the essence of successful endeavors, and a negatively oriented team member causes damage to team efforts, resulting in time and money loss and loss of popularity. Family is one place that thrives if all involved take a positive attitude to life. The richness in family life comes only from living and doing things for the good of all. The family relationship breaks where members fend for themselves. The senses of forgiveness, sharing, and caring stem from the good family relationship. Negativity in family relationships gets carried into social contacts and the workplace, and life become miserable everywhere. Home is one place that all need to comfortable, and probably the only place all are criticized effectively. Good neighborliness is a positive trait as it contributes to community living. No community exists where its citizens are selfish. If the well-being of others does not stand addressed in community living, individuals get left alone and during emergencies remain helpless. A negative attitude spoils the neighbor relationship and results in isolation. A negative attitude to community results in antisocial tendencies like disobeying laws, bribery, selfishness and a bloated ego. Egoistic people are negatively oriented and never succeed in making their life pleasant. They also make others miserable. Escapism is a negative trait that ends in neuroticism. Not taking up responsibilities or never owning up responsibilities is due to cultivated escapism, and it cannot contribute to comfort all the time. Using good language at home and in public, good manners in dealing with others, trying to be of help to others, good grooming, taking good care of children and elders are all positive traits that contribute to the well-being of self and society. This tendency to be positive is built at home and society benefits from it. URL. Sign up below and utilize our free habit-changing service. Your name. Valid email ID. Contact number, optional. Do you want to change your habit? Yes. Definitely I want. Great. Submit below.